too. It stands to reason.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'm not as young as I used to be.
Yeah. Oh, I have a next door neighbor who is, she's about my age, and she was smoking, I guess, a pack a day when she came down to, when she moved to where we are. And then she got asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was really bad when they're smoking, and so she had to quit. But she had a lot of trouble. You know, she had a lot of trouble.
And they call it that ermina emphysema. That's a new name, emphysema.
Yeah, that's bad news, I understand. My grandfather used to smoke, but grandmother didn't like for him to smoke, and so he'd have to sneak off behind the barn and once or twice a day.
When we done things like that, Daddy would give us a whipping, and when my boy started going up, now listen, I know you're smoking. You don't have to hide behind anything to smoke. I know you're smoking. Smoke right over here if you want to. And it won't be near as dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So that son of mine, you know, he smokes cigarettes too. Now he smokes a pipe. His wife smoked. He quit.
Uh-huh.
So my young oldest two boys don't smoke. And this one you met here yesterday, our youngest son, he don't smoke.
Uh-huh.
So
he never did? Never.
I never have seen him smoke. He likes his beer and whiskey.
Uh-huh.
And the oldest two boys, they like their beer. So that's their business.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So my daddy never smoked unless somebody bought him a cigar, then he smoked here, but he wouldn't spend money on tobacco.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. My daddy's that way about cigars. He won't smoke them unless somebody buys him one. But if somebody buys him one, he likes
it. I tried smoking cigars too, but it's too much at one time.
Uh-huh.
Another reason I smoked cigarettes, it was nerve relaxing, then it's something to do with your fingers. Now, I'm paying attention to it. I'm glad of it because not only the cost of buying cigarettes, but the cost of destroying clothes. They had three fires in the different cars that I had on account of sparks, you know.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. From your cigarette?
Yeah, sure. Sparks would get away from me, and the air just throws it back. They had all kinds of stuff in that back seat, done it, and I had three fires already.
That's terrible.
Because I detected right away and could fight it.
Yeah. That happens. A lot of people, you know, like you hear people dying and smoking bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful. What do you call that kind of bird that hunts at night and sits up in the tree and makes noise?
I call it an owl.
Okay. Are there different kinds of owls?
Well, yes, they are, but I couldn't name them.
Okay. What do you call the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Okay. Did you ever hear people compared to a woodpecker?
The what now?
Did you ever hear people compared to a woodpecker?
No, but there used to be a peckerwood.
What's that?
That's in Civil War times.
Uh-huh.
And now I don't know whether peckerwood was a Yankee or whether it was a Southerner, but the word peckerwood was used.
Uh-huh.
There were all kinds of words were used in that era.
Uh-huh. Was that a derogatory name?
That's a type of, not like say, making conversation.
Uh-huh.
You had Yankees who were against the slaves. They called them abolitionists.
Uh-huh.
And then down south you had slaves. You called them slavers.
Uh-huh.
And then they had your peckerwoods. You had your jayhawkers. You had the Kansas state was a very very miserable spot against slavery. They call it bloody Kansas.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
I'm reading a book there right now. The opening of Kansas State. That's what I call it. It's fiction.
Huh, yeah. That's an interesting kind of thing. It's like a historical novel that's built around a...
Our library has so many books, paperback books. They're mostly fiction, but they tell you so much about that era.
Mm-hmm.
Before and after the Civil War. I tell you, it must have been terrible.
Yeah.
Father against son, brother against brother, and so forth and so on.
Yeah, must have been bad. My husband's grandparents have said that they can remember their parents talking about the Civil War and how bad it was. They live in Nashville, Tennessee. And,
that was a bad spot in that area.
Yeah.
That area there.
Yeah.
South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, and Kansas and Missouri was a miserable spot to be in.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of the, you know, there were some battles in East Texas, though. I don't know how many, but there were some.